And you're listening to River Mill News Radio on the Micro Effect Radio Network. This is Raylan, and we are talking about Planet X, and we have been going in a huge, long, circular manner to get there. We just finished talking about Malachi Martin and the fact that he was Vatican intelligence, and then John said, oh, that connects too, and I'm going to let you take it up from there.
Oh, okay. First, let me tell you that Malachi Martin, and this is pretty well known, he was a guest on Art Bell's Coast to Coast program back around 1999.
Yeah, but let me interject one thing right here. The reason that I had him on the phone and was talking to him on the telephone was because I was arranging his first ever radio interview with Dr. Stanley Montes of RadioLiberty.com. That is the first radio interview that he ever did. Art Bell heard that interview and called him and got a radio interview for him.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing? This is the first time I've ever told that to anybody.
Well, that's terrific. That shows that, you know, alternative radio such as yours is growing. Many more people are listening, and even the people in the know, the broadcasters who are more popular, listen to the alternative people like you, and from there they get information that they never would have had.
That's
hopefully they
correct.
Have the courage to break through the barrier and suppression that is exerted upon them by their owners, and are able to leak out a lot of this, just as Art Bell did as a result of your connection with Dr. Stan Monte.
Now, if anybody wants to get the tape of Malachi Martin, and most people pronounce it Malachi, but Malachi pronounced it Malachi.
Right.
If anyone wants to get that tape, it's RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. And just write them, ask them how much it is, and I'm sure they will very happily get it for you.
And right now, I'll capsulize what was said there, these the most relevant words. Art Bell said to Father Malachi Martin, he said, why is it that the Vatican muscle their way, and I mean to use the word muscle, and I guess he was pretty emphatic about it because they had done something pretty, unsavory in order to get there, to that, build an observatory on Mount Graham in Arizona. I guess Arizona has clear skies, and you can see the stars and the heavens fairly well from that height. So they muscled their way in, and Art Bell said, why did they muscle their way into build an observatory on Mount Graham in Arizona? And Malachi Martin hesitated a while and tried to choose his words carefully and said, well, because the higher echelons, the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, the Vatican, is very concerned about what is approaching in the next 5 to 10 years. I think I have it right.
That
we're pretty close to it.
Amazing. Just amazing.
Really?
Now, John, I didn't lose you, did I?
No. What do you mean? Do you mean that statement? Will you?
The statement. I mean, literally, he would have said it over the air. Did he mention that it was Planet X or not?
No, he did not. He did not because he was afraid. Now, shortly after that, he died. We don't
now,
know
a
when
lot
he
of
died.
People, the people that he was living with, he wasn't living in his apartment, but the people that he was living with contacted me through a nefarious route, and they say he was pushed down the stairs, and believe it or not, they associated it with, get this, this is going to be even more mind-blowing. John F. Kennedy Jr. had been asked to run for president. He was going to run on the reform ticket in 2000. He would have won because the Catholic Church would have backed him. The reason the Catholic Church backed him is he made an agreement with them that, number one, women can become priests, and number two, he was going to pick the next pope. The next pope was going to be a black pope, probably Cardinal Lorenzi, who was the only one, who's the only black cardinal. But for all we know, it could have been anyone. And so here we are with this black lineage, the African lineage. And what this person told me at the time is that the secrets in Africa about the royal bloodline and all of the hidden pyramids and all of the things that the African royals know about but don't tell us, that's what the new Pope would have brought to humanity under President John F. Kennedy Jr.
Wow, and you know, boy, I'll tell you, this opens up so many avenues. John F. Kennedy, you're absolutely right. He was murdered. I have evidence to that, and I have distributed this videotape that I have to many JFK researchers, so it's not like I've got some secret information anymore. I've made copies of this videotape that I have of WCVB-TV Boston play, all-day coverage of the search for his plane the day after his plane went down. And they sort of really, they brought out, inadvertently, brought out all the incriminating cover-up information as to the cover-up regarding his plane crash. You know, the Boston journalist were had gotten early information during that six-hour telecast of the search for his plane, information from the Coast Guard, which had gotten the information in turn from the FAA that John F. Kennedy Jr. was coming in for a landing around 9:41 p.m. that evening of July 16, 1999. And everything was fine. He was straight and level. He had contacted the Martha's Vineyard Airport. He was on the radio with them saying, "I'm coming in for a landing." Incidentally, that airport had been renovated in terms of its lighting, so it was very brightly lit. And everything was just fine. And all of a sudden, the plane went into a graveyard spin. 9:41 was the exact minute that the FAA had passed on to the Coast Guard that he had radioed the airport, said he was coming in for a landing. Everything was, he was all lined up, straight and level, ready to come in for his landing. Very close to the shore. And all of a sudden, he was reported to have gone into a graveyard spin. And then they changed it. During that 6 hours of afternoon telecast on WCVB-TV Boston, everything became changed by the government. The anchors, the news anchors, were waiting patiently for confirmation as to where the plane was because they figured, well, it must have gone down close to the shore. But all these deceitful lies started coming in from the government, and then the U.S. Navy, I believe, Admiral Quigley, who was also a cover-up artist in the Pentagon attacks. He was the cover-up spokesman, the mouthpiece, in the Pentagon attack, too, which was another phony attack. And they used the same fraudulent guy, Admiral Quigley, to say that, you know, run this press conference and say that, well, his plane, we don't, you know, it wasn't near the shore. We're still looking for it. They sent out a false beacon. There was a false radio beacon. You know, the aircraft have these emergency beacons that automatically go off and start transmitting their location of the plane whenever the plane goes down.
Right.
They planted a false beacon off of Montauk Point, which is miles and miles west of where the actual, you know, where he was coming in for this landing close to Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. That was in order to divert the people away from all the reporters and the press and any other researchers away from the actual place that it would, after hours and hours of fruitless searching off of Montauk Point, they would be absolutely sure that he was dead. Even though they knew he was dead, you know, they got to make sure they kill him 20 times before they're really sure that he's dead.
Exactly.
So
you know,
that's why they came up with that lie.
Okay.
But I have it all on videotape.
I just want to throw this out into the mix, too. There are two separate sources, one of whom said Ted Kennedy alerted John Jr. To what was going to happen, and he pulled him off the airplane, and it was another pilot that was flying it. Okay.
Wait a minute. He pulled John off the airplane?
He pulled John off the airplane, and it was another pilot flying it, but, you know, he just went along with the cover-up. But then another person contacted me who lived across the street or somewhere near the crematorium where the three bodies were supposed to be cremated.
Yeah.
And the person said that she knows how much time it takes to cremate a body. And it's quite a long time. This crematorium was not even working long enough that night to cremate one body, let alone three bodies. So she did not believe that bodies were cremated.
Well, that is solid information right there.
And secondly, and thirdly, being buried at sea, I don't think is in line with Catholic theology.
You're right. I never thought about that. That's solid pieces of information. And they were the strict Catholics. So they would have... Go ahead.
Well, I have always felt that at some point in our future, after the New World Order is dead and gone, John F. Kennedy Jr. is going to reappear.
Well, I don't know. I just... that sounds very interesting. I mean, I can believe it. I don't consider it, you know, far-fetched at all. I find it to be very interesting. Now, what would have happened to, well, Carol and his wife?
They were killed. Also, look at the lawsuit.
They were killed.
Look at the lawsuit from their family against the Kennedy estate. Now, what family would sue the husband of the dead wife?
That's strange.
It's very strange.
I never knew that she had, her family had sued.
Oh, yes, her family sued, and it's that her family knew the truth. And they...
Wow.
Yeah, that's
well,
what
she
I
was,
think.
She was pregnant, from what I understand.
No, that I didn't know, but I do know that one of his girlfriends was pregnant. And so there is an heir to John Jr. somewhere around, but of course she's hiding, hiding that child.
With DNA, they can test, they can verify all that, can't
they? Yes, but what they will do is they'll get DNA from one of the Kennedy side of the family rather than the Bouvier side of the family, because there are people who say that John Jr. is not JFK's son.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
And they say that he's actually the son of Aristotle Onassis. And, If that is true...
How could that be? Because John was born when President Kennedy occupied the White House.
Yes, but Onassis was Jackie's father's close friend. And they had a long, an ongoing relationship before she married Jack Kennedy.
Well, that sounds plausible. Because she did run to him for protection after the president... killed.
And if you compare the pictures of Alexander Onassis, who was also killed,
they murdered Onassis' son. That's right.
Yes.
They swapped the ailerons, or the ailerons from the two planes, so that when he wanted to turn left, he actually turned right, or whatever. And the plane was going into a bank,
yes.
And instead of leveling it off, he accentuated the bank and caused the plane to crash.
Exactly. But anyway, Alexander Onassis looks like John Kennedy.
Wow, amazing.
I know. It is amazing.
Well, anyway, it's just fascinating. We could maybe jot these things down, but, getting back to what we were talking about, Maliki Martin talked about the incoming object, this huge thing coming in from space. Now, when you put it all together and you see it, look at all the murders, you know that it far transcends coincidence or chance that all these people would have died. But Sister Lucia, and we should look for the photographic evidence to prove that a phony was put in her place. She died. Then you had Pope Pius XII wept bitterly when he read the letter just before, a couple of years before due to be revealed to the world. Cardinal Ottaviani, who was privy to the letter, read it with him, and Cardinal Stritch, who read it with him, and his personal secretary, Father Richard Hughes, all four of them were privy to that letter, the third secret, revealed and opened in the presence of Pope Pius XII. All four of them died. Then you have Maliki Martin, who knew about it. He was, as you stated, he was head of Vatican intelligence, and he went on Art Bell and talked about why. Art Bell was very emphatic, surprisingly emphatic about why did the Vatican muscle their way into Mount Graham, because I think the reason for his, Art Bell's emphasis on this point was because he knew about Planet X, and he was trying to imply that this is an earth-shattering event, and he was trying to get Maliki Martin, he was trying to build up a suspense, the proper suspense, to that particular issue, because he knew that it would not much was going to come out of Maliki's mouth except, something's coming, in about 10 years, but I can't say any more than that. So he had to build up the suspense. And that's why I think you had that kind of aura around the statement, the introduction to the question made by Art Bell.
Well, it is quite... and then suddenly Art Bell isn't on Coast to Coast anymore.
Well, again, I've heard stuff about what they did with his son, and they tried it, but we can go on and on. I bet he was intimidated, and all those guys are intimidated, because if you have any amount of following and you start bringing up stuff that they don't want to talk about, they're going to try to either get you involved in a sex scandal or do something to your family or do something to you. You know, anything that they've got lots of different tools, as you know, to intimidate people.
Oh, boy, do I know that. I certainly do. Well, anyway, we got into this rabbit hole that we've been going down for the last 20 minutes because of the fake Sister Lucia.
Right. Now, Vatican Intelligence, you couple all this Catholic mysteries, deaths, and we got five deaths now. We got Sister Lucia, we got Cardinal Taviani, Cardinal Stritch, Father Hughes, Pope Pius XII, and then Malachy Martin, one of the highest scholars, who was confidant and advisor to several popes. Five of them that are all dead. Now you say that Malachy Martin, from your knowledge, was head of Vatican Intelligence. That conforms to what I have heard.
And he's been the intermediary between JFK Jr. and the Pope.
Oh, wow.
I know. Folks, we are talking about Planet X, but needless to say, Planet X has lots of little rabbit holes that we've been running down. But we're going to get back to Planet X here on Rumor Mill News Radio with John DiNardo. I'm talking with John DiNardo. We're talking about Planet X, and we've been going in many, many different circles. But believe me, in my mind, all of these things tie in together. And so, John, I'm going to open it up to you. What was it you were just about to tell us?
Okay, there's a little, you have created a little nexus, a little bridge that we can cross to connect the Malachy Martins being the head of the Vatican Intelligence to a similar, a parallel story that comes from Italy. There is an Italian UFO researcher, and he's a publisher of a UFO magazine. His name is Cristoforo Barbato. And your listeners, incidentally, can write down some of these names and do Google searches to find out more about these various people and places that we mentioned here.
How
Cristoforo Barbato, that's C-R-I-S-T-O-F-O-R-O, Cristoforo Barbato, that's B-A-R-B-A-T-O, like Bar-Bat-O.
Okay.
He was approached by someone who claimed to be a high-level member of an agent for the Vatican Intelligence Service, which he claimed was, his true name was Informazioni del Vaticano. Servizio Informazioni del Vaticano. Vatican Information Services, and the initials acronym for that agency is SIV, as in Victor. And Barbato, being a researcher and, well, being a publisher and writer for his own magazine, had to be very careful about vetting or verifying the authenticity of this person, his position as was stated to him. So he checked it out very carefully and met at a park bench in Rome and was given the credentials, was demanded that this man give him credentials to prove that he was indeed a member of this secret Vatican intelligence agency, which very few people even know about. I mean, you don't even hear about the SIV, Vatican Information Services, in intelligence circles, do you?
No, absolutely,
I don't think you've heard.
Not.
So it's extremely secret. Now, what they did, this man, after Barbato was satisfied that this man was authentic, the man said, went on to tell him the story, and he published it. The story was that the Vatican had known about Planet X And I don't know when, but I believe it was in the mid-1990s. Yeah, I'm quite sure, as I recall, it was in the 1990s that the Vatican was able to get the United States government to launch a hypersonic aircraft from a U.S. military base. This hypersonic aircraft had a camera, must have been lightweight, if it was going to be launched into space by an aircraft. And then, of course, it must have had its own propulsion system. I don't know the technology behind it. But anyway, this camera was launched and it was sent into deep space, and to far enough out into deep space, probably close to the outer solar system, that it was able to take pictures. I don't know exactly where, so I don't want to, you know, get too specific here, but it was able to take photographs, films actually, of Planet X. Now, I hope this is not disinformation, but they claim to have taken this footage, and you can find it on one of the websites. I can tell you the website of this Italian journalist in a minute. I can tell you where to go look for it.
Okay.
This aircraft is then turned around with after having recorded Planet X, it came back into the inner solar system close enough that it was able to transmit the photographs, you know, radio transmit them to an abandoned oil refinery in Alaska, which was serving as the Vatican's front for this. This transmitter, space receiving station. Its front was an abandoned oil refinery. And this is how he got this information. This agent was concerned that the people of the world should know about this. You know, you can compromise a man just so much, but when he sees the end of the world coming and his bosses are telling him to be quiet about it, he just might risk his life to do the right thing and tell the truth. So maybe this is what happened. But you can see the footage that they took and determine for yourself. I don't know. If your listeners would go to Google and do a search, take these two words, the word Luca, that's L-U-C-A, it's the first name of the Italian journalist Luca Scantamburlo. Barbato gave him the story.
How do you spell the last name?
Well, that's a hard name to spell. It's S, but I can just ask you, if they want to Google it, they can Google the word Luca, L-U-C-A, and then take what Luca has called the Jesuit.
Is it Scantamburlo?
Scantamburlo. That's S-C, but they really don't have to Google that. They can probably come up with it if they go to just Google the word Luca, L-U-C-A,
yeah.
And then in the next, put a space after that, after the word Luca, and then in quotation marks, Jesuit, J-E-S-U-I-T, footage, F-O-O-T-A-G-E, end quote. And with those two terms, you yourself maybe can verify that you do come up with Luca Scantamburlo's website.
Yes, I just did that, and I am posting the first page of the Google search on Rumor Mill as we talk.
And I believe the name of his website is angelismavi.it. Is that correct? angelismavitti.it for Italy. But of course, nobody's going to get that spelling down.
Yes, it's there. It's in the Google posts that I am posting right now.
Okay, good. And fortunately, Luca was able to translate the story from Cristoforo Barbato into English and post it along on his webpage. It's a little box on the front of the webpage near the top, I believe, and it says Jesuit footage. And the whole story is recounted there much more accurately than I could recall.
Oh, that's incredible. Yes, it is there, and so people can look at this post that I'm putting up right now, and I'll tell them to go to the front of this web page. And so it'll be there in just a minute. I'm posting it as we're talking.
Okay, now here's another story from Marshall Masters. Marshall Masters has done a wonderful job.
Hold it with Marshall Masters, and he lives here in my area and had lunch with him. So we'll be right back, and John's going to talk about what Marshall Masters has just released. This is Raylan Allen. I'm talking with John DiNardo. And John, I have just had a mass of emails in telling me that Rumor Mill News is down. People in the United Kingdom can't get it. People in Australia can't get it. I couldn't even get it for a while.
You mean the website? What about the radio program?
No, the website is down. The radio program is still going out. But anyway, anyway, there's something that somebody doesn't want the world to know posted on my website right now.
Oh, you're right. I didn't think about that. I was thinking that it was just unfortunate occurrence, but this could very well be.
Yeah, I think we're
wow. I hope I didn't say anything too dangerous.
Well, we were actually blocked before the radio show started, so I think it's something that was up there from before, but who knows? Maybe it could have been just the announcement of you being on the radio. Now, what we did find out is, for me, the reason that I couldn't get to it is my ISP, Earthlink, was blocked. They were blocking the IP address to Rumor Mill News.
Well, so we better get as much information out as we can, because that's how you can, override suppression, and also increase your safety too by getting the information out
rather than
keeping it in.
But if there's anybody out there that is not able to access Rumor Mill News, it is up, it is running. It is your ISP that is blocking it. So get on the phone to your ISP and say, why are you doing this?
Well, that's really suspicious. I mean, if your website was down, that would be maybe considered just unfortunate circumstance. But with other ISPs blocking it, it's pretty obvious that somebody's doing this deliberately.
Yes, someone is doing it deliberately. I installed a new server just a few weeks ago. I didn't even know that I was going to be on Coast to Coast at the time the new server went in. It was just one of those lucky breaks that I did it. And this server is literally impenetrable. And we also have techs working around the clock to keep our site up, because we've had so many attacks over the years that
you don't get that much flack unless you're right over the target.
Well, that's the way that I have put it. That's the way that I feel. That's the way I feel.
And incidentally, it takes, I think, a lot of power. I'm not that technically, I mean, I'm not into the Internet and how it runs technically, although I was in electronic circuit design for many years, but I haven't followed the computer aspect of it, how servers and systems are interconnected. But I would imagine it takes a lot of power, someone with a lot of influence, to say to all the servers, to put an automatic block on so many different servers.
Yeah. That is so true. There has to be
Think about the power involved in there.
There has to be an Intel operative working in every ISP. And so that
the government has the ability to do that, to say,
yes,
in one stroke of keyboard, to say, shut down all this particular pass to this particular ISP.
That is exactly correct.
And everyone gets the message all
the time. Thousands of people get the message, and they put the block up, and Rumor Mill News is history.
Hmm. Well, anyway, I wanted to say that we'll pray that and hope that we can overcome this problem. We were talking about the photographic evidence and all the Catholic connection to this whole Planet X thing, about how people were silenced, and then about the technical aspect of the Vatican muscling their way onto Mount Graham in Arizona, and Malachi Martin, the high level Jesuit and intelligence agency leader, actually revealed to the world that the Vatican hierarchy was extremely concerned about some object coming in within the next 5 or 10 years, and that's why they built an observatory according to Malachi Martin. And then Malachi Martin died, so we have all these deaths among the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. And now we have the Vatican Information Service, SIV, of which Malachi Martin was the leader. Another agent coming out in Italy, approaching Cristoforo Barbato, the ufologist and UFO magazine editor and publisher, with this story about the Vatican had launched a hypersonic aircraft from a U.S. base in the United States back in the mid-1990s, sent this video camera up, telecommunications camera up into space to photograph Planet X, turn around, come back within transmission distance, and transmit the pictures, the moving pictures of Planet X down to Earth to be received at a secret receiver station, which was fronted as an old oil refinery in Alaska. Now we have Marshall Masters, who I have a lot of respect for and admiration for his work and also for his courage. Marshall Masters was the cable news network CNN science editor in the late 1980s, I believe. And he's written some wonderful books, along with Janice Manning and another man, Jaco van der Werp of the Netherlands. They wrote a book called, which I have right here in front of me, Planet X Forecast and 2012 Survival Guide. It's about the best book that I've ever seen on Planet X. But also Marshall Masters' webpage, it's YOWUSA, Your Own World, USA.com. That's YOWUSA.com.
Yeah, we always call it YOWSA.
Yowza, right. And so you're familiar with it. And at that website, he has revealed some very amazing information, one of which is a YouTube video of the South Pole Telescope, which was constructed with a lot of money. And it's a very sophisticated building facility down at the South Pole. It's obvious to anybody who studied the subject that the reason they built it was to view Planet X. All scientists and Planet X researchers know that Planet X was observed by Dr. Robert S. Harrington, the late Dr. Harrington, of the U.S. Naval Observatory, as coming in from below the ecliptic, below the plane about which all the planets revolve, like a revolving Lazy Susan table. That's called the ecliptic, that plane about which all the planets revolve around the sun. And Planet X was observed to be coming in at an angle of approximately 40 degrees to the ecliptic. So you might visualize it as a bullet being shot up from the floor of a restaurant. You're sitting at a restaurant at a big circular table, and someone off to the side shoots a bullet up toward the underside of the table. Well, the trajectory of the bullet and the bullet itself might represent Planet X coming into our ecliptic, which would be represented by the table itself. It's about to come through the center of the table, which is the sun, whip around the sun, and then this bullet now is going to turn around just like the bullet in the JFK assassination did. Turned around and made a full 180-degree turn and comes back down over the top of the sun, comes in under the sun, and then whips around due to the gravitational forces and the inertial forces. It comes around like a loop above the sun and comes back at us again. So it's coming in to us, and it's going to come back at us again
in
a few more years.
And hold it right there. It's coming in, and it's going to come back at us, and we'll be back. You're listening to Rumor Mill News Radio on the Micro Effects Radio Network. We'll be back. John, you're talking about Marshall Masters and his site, YOWUSA.com. He does have an incredible amount of Planet X information up there. And so I'm just going to let you continue with what you were talking about.
Okay, Marshall Masters, video presentation on his website, a number of them actually, and one of them were related to the South Pole Telescope. So if people, you have the link, I believe, you could post the links.
Yes,
and people can also, right, and people can also just remember this phrase or this title. It's called the South Pole Telescope. I just put that in quotation marks alongside, put a space after that, and then type in YOWUSA.com, and you'll come up with the video presentations that Marshall Masters has done. He's done a number of them. On the sightings, they've actually cited it, and somebody from, it seems like some mysterious person, put up a YouTube presentation showing, showing the actual footage, I believe, but Marshall Masters came along and brought this to the attention of everybody because, you know, when people do a YouTube presentation, if it gets pulled down in one day, which is what happened to this YouTube presentation, nobody's going to know about it.
That's right.
But Marshall Masters happened to catch it, and I'm not sure if he actually presented the actual YouTube thing or did a report on it, but they found, he's claimed in his presentation that this person who posted the YouTube footage or information, I believe it was actual footage from the South Pole Telescope of Planet X, it was taken down immediately that day, and the person disappeared, probably murdered. I think that's what Marshall implies. And then somebody else, the second person, put it up, and that person disappeared. Now, I'm sorry I haven't confirmed it. I'm just going by memory. But you should be able to find that information of the YouTube.
I'm posting an article about it right now, so people
okay.
will be able to go over to Rumor Mill. That is, if your ISP isn't blocking you, and they're not blocking me right now, but they were this morning. And so
and if it is
go over to Rumor Mill, and you'll see Marshall Masters on video from South Pole Telescope of Planet X, and
right.
it'll
yes.
take you right to his page.
And right, if they cannot find it, if they cannot get through to your web page, they could just Google South Pole Telescope in quotation marks.
That's correct.
And then find it themselves on YouTube, and then put YouTube into their Google search. They should be able to find a lot of stuff on from Marshall Masters on that. This sighting done by people, I would suspect these people who put it up and were taken down and stifled immediately were probably astronomers. Or astronomer friends of the actual astronomers stationed down at the South Pole.
Okay, but do you remember when all the Italian astronomers were murdered? It was about 8 or 9 years ago.
Was it a whole bunch of them in a gondola going up
I
to
think that was
a cable car?
Yeah, that was where
yeah.
it began. But then others were killed. You know, the ones they didn't get at that time, they got a little bit later. Oh, my God. You know, there's just too much information out now on Planet X.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
I don't think they can kill all of us.
No, it's coming out too much. And, you know, here's another thing. These people are losing their grip, these power elite, for a couple reasons, because the whole world, they got just too many frying pans to watch and too many burning eggs on the stove to take care of them all. They're really totally disconcerted right now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to be able to bump off people who got to, you know, started leaking information. But now the whole world is turning upside down with the economic mess. And so many people are learning about Planet X. It's just like a bunch of flies coming at you or bees coming at you. You try to swat one bee, but what happens when a whole swarm of them are coming at you? That every bee feels a little safer because he knows that the big giant is not going to have much of a chance to get him. And I think that's what's happening right now. So
yeah, I think so, too. Interestingly enough, from one of my sources, I just got an email this morning that, essentially says the New World Order is dead and gone, and there's going to be a world currency, not the one that all the fear mongers are talking about, but it's going to be a world currency that is equal. Therefore, the George Soroses of the world that make billions and trillions of dollars off of depressing one currency in favor of the other, that will never be able to be done again because we will all have an equal currency. And I'm not saying we're all going to have some new thing that's called the jihad. Russia's going to have its rubles, Austria's going to have its shillings, you know, the UK will have its pounds, we'll have our dollars, Mexico will have their pesos, but they'll all be worth the same.
Yes, and we'll all be equally poor.
I don't think so. I think once the New World Order is out, and, you know, barring this Planet X thing, that the world will be quite prosperous. Because, my God, you know, the people are there. The people are ingenious. You know, the factories may be idle right now, but with human ingenuity, we can get them working unless the New World Order totally destroys the Earth before they crawl into their caves.
Well, that's one of the many reasons why things look kind of gloomy, because they are destroying the Earth, they're polluting the Earth, depleted uranium is saturating the world, the atmosphere coming down in the rain, and everybody is becoming
radioactive. And I have a friend. I have a friend in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who believes that he has the answer to radioactive waste and depleted uranium. But guess what? Nobody will fund him. But I think after the New World Order is out of power, we're going to find somebody that will fund him.
Yeah, let's pray that things do work out to get us out of this mess that we're in.
Well, I believe that all the technology to clean up the mess that the New World Order has created with their total pollution of the planet, I believe the answers are there. We just have to get them out of power first.
Yeah, and what supernatural sources in the Bible tell us that these people are going to take total control of the world, but it's going to be for 3.5 years. This is what the supernatural sources in the Bible tell us in, the book of Revelation, and there are other books too, but it says specifically for 3.5 years they will rule the world, and no one will be able to make war with them at all. No one will be able to, well, actually, I should say it this way. No person, you know, individuals as a whole would not be able to rebel against them. The people will be under their complete domination. But there will be conflict between various powers before one power takes total control. And that conflict, according to the Bible, could come from what the Bible calls the kings of the East. That would be China, perhaps China and Russia. Now, I don't know if China and Russia goes along with them, then there's no chance at all.
No, China and Russia are not going along with them. That's evidence of what China and Russia were doing at the G20. They were demanding a new world currency, and not the one that the New World Order was proposing.
Yeah, so we see a lot of infighting.
From what I gather, even the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are fighting each other now. And
yes,
so we've got an Illuminati Rothschild European contingency, which is fighting the Rockefeller New World Order contingency. And then we've got all the other factions.
And have you heard that the British Crown, too, is contending against some of these, you know, the people who want to start attack Israel, the people of Israel who control Israel. Well, not the Israeli people, but the power elite there,
mm-hmm.
who want to attack Iran, sort of Middle East war. And then you have Brzezinski, according to Webster Tarpley, Brzezinski doesn't want to attack Iran. He wants to go right after Russia.
Yeah, that's what Brzezinski wants.
And who knows Brzezinski is being led by the British Crown or by somebody else. It gets kind of confusing after a while. But you're right, there is a lot of dissension and conflict, inter-rivalry there.
Well, it's very interesting that the president of, Benjamin Netanyahu comes out of Chicago, and he and Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff for Barack Obama, are best buddies. In my opinion, and this is what Sherman Skolik told me, Rahm Emanuel was second in command to the Israeli Mossad in all of the United States. And Sherman never told me this, but I think Benjamin Netanyahu was number one. So we've got the heads of Mossad, one, the president of the heads of Mossad in the United States. One is now the president of Israel, and one is the chief of staff to the American president. Isn't that enough to scare you to death?
Oh, it's very scary. In fact, you know who was scared by that also?
Who?
Was Dick Morris said that President Bill Clinton was afraid of Rahm Emanuel, his Well, basically his handler, shall
his we say. Gatekeeper was what he called. Rahm Emanuel sat every day at the Clinton administration in a little tiny desk about 3 feet by 1 foot with a telephone on it, and nobody got into the Oval Office to see President Clinton unless Rahm Emanuel cleared them to go in.
Wow.
Frightening,
here,
isn't it?
Yes.
Folks, we're really talking about Planet X, but all of this stuff ties into Planet X. So hang on, we're going to be right back with John DiNardo here on Rumor Mill News Radio on the Micro Effect Radio Network. Don't go away.